This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Home Minister Amit Shah launched the Bharat Poll portal developed by the Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The Bharat Poll portal is aimed at streamlining the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other colour-coded Interpol notices. Speaking on this occasion, the Union Home Minister said Bharat Poll will take the international investigation into a new era. He said now the investigating agencies will be able to connect with the Interpol to get the required information. He said it will help in dealing with the cases related to drug trafficking, arms smuggling, terrorism-related crimes and human trafficking.
सबसे बड़ा फायदा अंतरराष्ट्रीय डेटा के उपयोग के बारे में है युवा अफसरों के लिए 19 प्रकार के डेटाबेस जो इंटरपोल के हैं वो आज हमारे पास उपलब्ध होंगे एनालिसिस करकर क्राइम रोकने की हमारी सिस्टम खड़ी करने के लिए भी उपलब्ध होंगे और अपराधियों को पकड़ने के लिए भी उपलब्ध होंगे और साइबर अपराध की नई चुनौतियों को भी एक स्पीड के साथ इससे हम आगे ले जा सकते हैं
On this occasion, Amit Shah presented police medals to 35 CBI officers and officials who have been awarded the President's Police Medals for Distinguished Service and Union Home Minister's Medal for Excellence in Investigation. The Election Commission of India is all set to announce the poll schedule for Delhi Legislative Assembly elections today. The poll panel will hold a press conference this afternoon to announce the schedule. The term of the 70-member Delhi Assembly will end on the 23rd of next month.
Political parties in the capital are already in the election mode. The ruling Aam Aadmi Party has announced its candidates for all the assembly seats in the national capital, while the BJP has so far announced 29 candidates. The Congress also released the third list of candidates for the upcoming Delhi polls, bringing the total number of contestants to 48 for the 70-member legislature. Priya Mondal for Akashvani News, Delhi.
At least 53 people were killed and 62 injured after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck the Nepal-Tibet border this morning. The epicenter was located in Xinjiang in Tibet near the Nepal border. The earthquake also sent tremors across parts of North India, including Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. The tremors were strongly felt in parts of Bihar, prompting people to rush out of their homes and apartments in panic. The Assam government has requisitioned Navy divers to assist in the rescue operation of the trapped coal miners at Umrangso in Dima Hasao district close to Meghalaya border. The miners were trapped inside a rat hole coal mine after water gushed into the 300 feet deep quarry. The army has already launched a joint operation with the State Disaster Response Force and the National Disaster Response Force. Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh has stressed on the need for developing cutting-edge indigenous technologies and building robust domestic manufacturing capabilities. He said that defence and aerospace sector will be a major contributor in achieving the target of Viksit Bharat at 2047. He was speaking at the inaugural session of the 21st Subrata Mukherjee Seminar on the theme of Atmanirbharta in Aerospace, Way Ahead in New Delhi today. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump renewed his offer to make Canada the 51st state OAS after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's resignation. Canadian Prime Minister resigned yesterday after mounting pressure from his ruling Liberal Party amid his declining popularity. In a post shared on the social media platform, he said that Trudeau resigned as he knew that U.S. can no longer suffer the massive trade deficits and subsidies that Canada requires to stay afloat. Trump noted that Canada will have no tariffs, taxes will go down, and they would be secure from the threat of Russian and Chinese ships if they merge with the U.S. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with gains in the afternoon trade today, supported by oil and gas, energy and healthcare sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex gained 248 points or 0.32% to 78,213 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 107 points or 0.45% to 23,723 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.